Well, Kate, it's fantastic to see you. Nice to see you after the knee injury in Super W last year. You come back, and good to see you've had a bit of a run around. How's the knee feel, and how do you feel after having a bit of a run for your mates there at Tuggeranong Vikings in the Scone Women's Sevens?
Yeah, it's been good to have a run around. It's first time back playing rugby, since I did my knee about 18 months ago, so good having a run. Nice hot day for everyone, struggling a bit with that, and yeah, got a cold as well on top of it, so apart from that, it's been a good day.
Is it just one of those things psychologically that was so painful with the knee that it takes a bit of time to get into, or life has sort of caught up with you as well from the point of view that you've got a job now with the Upper Hunter Council, you're enjoying that, you're enjoying being at home at Scone, and just other priorities in life at the moment?
Yeah, it was more just a timing thing. Did a bit of coaching last year and that, and then kind of when I was ready to come back, it was the wrong timing of the season. So, it just meant it wasn't really... Scone didn't have a team in the local comp last year, so kind of missed that. And then, yeah, this is really the first kind of opportunity. So, first week back.
Yeah. Of course, you've done a bit of coaching there in the 15s and 17s and all that sort of thing. You've quite enjoyed helping out the girls and getting stuck into that, and might be something for the future.
Oh, yeah, I had a go at it. Definitely think I'm more of a player, not a coach. But, yeah, it was definitely opened my eyes a bit. And, yeah, it makes you think about how to explain stuff and that a bit differently when you're talking to, 12, 13s, 16, 17-year-old girls. So, yeah, it was pretty funny. I had to scratch my head a few times, but, a bit of an eye-opener.
But you've got some great people there, including Renee Park and also Dave Meyer, who know what they're doing. And they're such fantastic coaches, fantastic people for those kids at that age.
Yeah, the coaching with Dave in the Central North under-15s girls, that was really good to kind of learn off him. And, yeah, that was my first kind of go at it. So it was good to just be assistant with him, and he kind of showed me the way in that. And then he couldn't make it down to state champs. So that's how I had to take the lead down there. And, yeah, the poor girls were a bit confused at some points, I think. But they stayed strong for me. We did all right.
Well, being a Wallaroo, it's fantastic to see that you would have been impressed by all the talent down there at the state championships.
Oh, yeah, some amazing kids coming through. And, yeah, just so many different skill levels. And just the skill level that the young girls are at now, once they come through into the older age groups, it's going to be amazing. There's a young girl playing from Scone today that was in the under-17 Central North last year. She's come down and had a run. I think she's normally plays for Pirates, and yeah, she's really enjoying just playing with all the different girls today and different skill, like just playing out of her comfort zone. So yeah, it's good to see they're starting to get some confidence and filtering through into the Opens division.
Also another year of Super W, which has been a great success. The Brumbies and the Melbourne Rebels need a little bit of work, but certainly Queensland and New South Wales are very, very even. Also, the Wallaroos have got more coverage, much more prominence, so just makes you think I might want to come back here and have a bit of a lash, because next year, of course, the Buildcorp Wallaroos play no less than at least 6 test matches. A lot of those are double headers with the fellas, the Bledisloe Cups, of course, the test against the Irish in Sydney and Brisbane, and also a test match with Fiji as well, as we look to engage with the Pacific Islands. And that all starts with the Australia A Tour, of course, in November, which is great to see.
Yeah, a few of the girls I know, they've gone over for the Australian A. They're in Fiji at the moment. I think they flew out yesterday or something. It's just awesome to see that, starting to getting some games and just actually getting girls getting some good quality game time, coming back and having a run or tough call. I enjoyed today, but we'll see how I pull up tomorrow, I guess.
Well, once you've been to the top of the tree, it's pretty hard to sort of get it out of your system. But, Kate, it's great to see you. You've done a great job in your year off, of course, in regards to not only here in Scone, but also working far too hard at the Upper Hunter Council. Also on the way through, doing some great job in mentoring some of the young ladies that are coming through to play our game as well in Central North. Thank you for your time. I wish you all the best moving forward.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Good having a chat again.